Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, today, we embark on a journey of profound significance, delving into the depths of our faith. Together, we shall explore the sacred realm, seeking the whispers of the Holy Spirit that tenderly guide us along our path with the Lord. As we embark on this communal voyage, let us earnestly open our hearts to discern those actions and attitudes which cause sorrow to the Holy Spirit, and let us pledge to never inflict such anguish. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. For it is in our unity as the body of Christ and our fervent love for our Creator that we discover our true strength, receive boundless grace, and secure our eternal salvation. As we reflect on the Scriptures, we find numerous instances where the Holy Spirit's grief is palpably felt. Consider the disobedience of the Israelites in the wilderness, who continually turned away from God despite His abundant blessings and guidance. In Psalm 78 verses 40 to 41, it is written, "How often they rebelled against Him in the wilderness and grieved Him in the wasteland. Again and again they put God to the test. They vexed the Holy One of Israel. Their lack of faith and gratitude saddened the Holy Spirit, delaying their journey to the Promised Land." Furthermore, we are reminded of Jesus' anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane, where He prayed fervently before His crucifixion. In Matthew 26 verse 38, Jesus said to His disciples, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." Here, we witness the depth of Jesus' sorrow, a sorrow shared by the Holy Spirit as He witnessed the impending sacrifice for humanity's redemption. Let us, therefore, strive to walk in obedience and faith, mindful of the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives. May our actions and words be a sweet fragrance to Him, bringing joy instead of sorrow. In our unity and love for God, let us find the strength to honor and glorify His name, now and forevermore. Amen. 1. Neglecting prayer. In the serene stillness of our existence, when the noise of the world fades, and we stand in the presence of divine grace, prayer emerges as our vital connection to the divine. Yet, alas, how frequently do we allow this sacred communion to slip through our grasp? The Apostle Paul, in his epistle to the Thessalonians, exhorts us in unequivocal terms, urging us to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. In this simple yet profound command, we find the essence of our spiritual journey, for it is through prayer that we harmonize our desires with the will of God. When we neglect the practice of prayer, we unwittingly muzzle the voice of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. In doing so, we impede our spiritual progression and forfeit the deep intimacy we could experience with our Creator. Just as a plant withers when deprived of water, so too does our soul languish when devoid of the nourishment found in fervent prayer. Scripture abounds with examples of those who understood the paramount importance of prayer. Take, for instance, the life of Daniel, who, despite facing grave peril, remained steadfast in his commitment to prayer, Daniel 6 verse 10. Through his unwavering devotion, Daniel not only found strength in the face of adversity, but also witnessed miraculous interventions from God. We see Jesus Himself withdrawing to solitary places for communion with His Father, Luke 5 verse 16. His life exemplified the power and necessity of prayer, serving as a guiding light for all believers. Therefore, let us heed the exhortation of Scripture and prioritize prayer in our lives. Let us cultivate a habit of constant communication with our Heavenly Father, recognizing it as our lifeline to His boundless love and guidance. In embracing the discipline of unceasing prayer, may we unlock the fullness of spiritual abundance and draw ever nearer to the heart of God. 2. Ignoring Scripture. The Word of God stands as a beacon in the darkness, guiding our steps and illuminating our journey. Psalm 119 verse 105. Yet, regrettably, how often do we disregard its profound teachings? When we turn a blind eye to Scripture, we, in essence, reject the divine wisdom and guidance bestowed upon us by the Holy Spirit, who breathed life into its very words. The admonition of Jesus, recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, serves as a poignant reminder of the vital importance of Scripture in our lives. He declares, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God," Matthew 4 verse 4. In these words, we find a call to embrace the sacred texts as essential sustenance for our spiritual nourishment and growth. Throughout the pages of Scripture, we encounter a treasure trove of timeless truths, invaluable wisdom, and profound insights into the nature of God and His redemptive plan for humanity. From the accounts of creation to the teachings of Jesus and the apostles, every word penned under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit carries immeasurable significance for our lives. Consider the example of the Berean Jews, commended in the book of Acts for their diligent study of Scripture, Acts 17 verse 11. Their commitment to examining the Scriptures daily not only deepened their understanding, but also fortified their faith in the face of challenges and opposition. Likewise, we have the testimony of Timothy, exhorted by Paul to continue in the Scriptures that he had known since childhood, which were able to make him wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. Therefore, let us not neglect the treasure trove of divine revelation contained within the pages of Scripture. Instead, let us immerse ourselves in its depths, allowing its truths to penetrate our hearts and minds. In doing so, we will find ourselves equipped to navigate life's challenges, strengthened in faith, and guided ever closer to the heart of God. 3. Living in sin. Sin, that which estranges us from the divine presence, bears heavy upon our souls and causes sorrow to the Holy Spirit who resides within us. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, implores us with utmost urgency not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God, Ephesians 4 verse 30, for it is through His indwelling presence that we are sealed for the day of redemption. When we succumb to the allure of sin, we sever the intimate fellowship we share with our Creator and stifle the Spirit's transformative work within us. Each transgression, each disobedient act, acts as a barrier, hindering the flow of divine grace and quenching the flames of spiritual renewal. In our pursuit of holiness and purity, we are beckoned to cast off the shackles of sin and embrace the freedom that Christ has secured for us through His sacrificial love. It is through His atoning sacrifice that we find liberation from the bondage of sin, no longer slaves to its power, but rather heirs of righteousness and co-heirs with Christ. Scripture resounds with the call to holy living, reminding us that as children of God, we are called to be holy as He is holy, 1 Peter 1 verses 15 to 16. Our lives are to be a reflection of His purity and righteousness, shining forth as beacons of light in a world shrouded in darkness. Let us, therefore, heed the exhortation of Scripture and earnestly pursue a life marked by righteousness and obedience. Let us turn away from the fleeting pleasures of sin and fix our eyes upon the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ. In Him alone do we find the power to overcome sin and walk in newness of life, bearing witness to the transformative work of the Holy Spirit within us. 4. Strife and division. As children of the Most High, we are summoned to tread the path of unity and love, extending patience and kindness to one another in humility and meekness. Yet, regrettably, how frequently do we permit discord and division to infiltrate our relationships and congregations? The Apostle Paul, in his epistle to the Ephesians, implores us with earnestness to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, Ephesians 4 verse 3. In this plea, we discern a divine call to preserve the harmony that is fostered by the Spirit of God. When strife and contention take root among us, we unwittingly obstruct the Holy Spirit's sacred mission to unite and reconcile all things in Christ. Each word of dissension, each act of hostility, serves as a stumbling block, hindering the flow of divine grace and impeding the manifestation of God's kingdom on earth. Let us, therefore, be vigilant in our pursuit of unity and peace, striving to mend the rifts that threaten to tear us asunder. Let us clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another in love. Colossians 3 verses 12 to 13. In so doing, we not only honor the prayer of our Savior, who fervently petitioned for our unity, John 17 verse 21, but also create space for the Holy Spirit to work mightily among us. Consider the example of the early church in Jerusalem, where believers were of one heart and one mind, sharing everything in common, Acts 4 verse 32. Their unity not only testified to the transformative power of the gospel, but also served as a beacon of hope to a fractured world. Therefore, let us heed the admonition of Scripture and earnestly pursue reconciliation and harmony within our midst. Let us set aside pride and selfish ambition, embracing the selfless love exemplified by our Lord Jesus Christ. In unity, we find strength. In love, we find fulfillment. And in the bond of peace, we bear witness to the transformative work of the Holy Spirit among us. 5. Resisting conviction. The Holy Spirit, our ever-present guide and counselor, tenderly convicts us of our sin, reveals to us the path of righteousness, and illuminates the reality of judgment to come, John 16 verse 8. Yet, tragically, how frequently do we stubbornly resist His gentle nudging, preferring the comfort of our own ways over the transformative work He seeks to accomplish within us? When we close our hearts to the Spirit's convicting voice, we effectively impede His redemptive work in our lives. Like a wilting flower deprived of sunlight, our souls languish in darkness when we refuse to heed His loving admonition. Instead, let us adopt an attitude of humility and repentance, embracing the Holy Spirit's conviction as a catalyst for spiritual renewal and growth. For it is through His gentle prompting that we are led to the foot of the cross, where we find forgiveness, restoration, and the promise of new life. Consider the example of King David, who, upon being confronted by the prophet Nathan for his grievous sin, humbly acknowledged his wrongdoing and sought God's mercy. 2 Samuel 12 verse 13. Despite his royal status, David did not allow pride to hinder the Spirit's conviction, but instead embraced it as an opportunity for repentance and restoration. Likewise, we have the testimony of the prodigal son, who, upon coming to his senses in the midst of his waywardness, humbly returned to his father, acknowledging his need for forgiveness and restoration, Luke 15 verses 17 to 20. Therefore, let us not harden our hearts to the Holy Spirit's conviction, but rather, let us yield to His gentle prompting, allowing Him to work His transformative power within us. In embracing His conviction with humility and repentance, we open the door to spiritual renewal, growth, and the abundant life that Christ offers to all who follow Him. 6. Neglecting the gifts. Each of us, as members of the body of Christ, has been endowed with unique spiritual gifts by the Holy Spirit, bestowed for the betterment of the community of believers, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7. Yet, regrettably, how frequently do we allow these precious gifts to lay dormant, untapped and unutilized? When we neglect to exercise the gifts entrusted to us, we inadvertently impede the Spirit's work in fortifying the church and furthering the kingdom of God on earth. Let us heed the Apostle Paul's exhortation to the Corinthians and awaken to the reality of our spiritual endowment. For just as a dormant ember requires the gentle breath of air to ignite into a roaring flame, so too must we stir into action the gifts bestowed upon us by the Holy Spirit. Only then can we fulfill our divine mandate to build up one another in love and unity. Let's consider the example of the parable of the talents, where Jesus illustrates the importance of faithful stewardship over the resources entrusted to us. Matthew 25 verses 14 to 30. The servants who invested their talents wisely were commended and rewarded, while the one who buried his talent out of fear incurred the master's displeasure. We have the testimony of the early church, where believers diligently exercised their spiritual gifts for the advancement of God's kingdom. From teaching and prophecy to healing and hospitality, each gift played a vital role in fostering spiritual growth and unity among believers. Therefore, let us not squander the precious gifts bestowed upon us by the Holy Spirit, but rather, let us cultivate and deploy them faithfully for the glory of God and the building up of His church. Whether it be through teaching, serving, encouraging, or showing mercy, may we each play our part in advancing the cause of Christ and proclaiming His kingdom to a world in desperate need of His grace and truth. 7. Quenching the spirits. Finally, we must remain vigilant against the peril of quenching the spirit, smothering his flames within us through acts of disobedience and disbelief. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, delivers a solemn admonition, urging us not to quench the Spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 19. Instead, let us cultivate a posture of openness and receptivity to His divine guidance, allowing Him unrestricted access to our hearts and wills. To quench the Spirit is to stifle His gentle whispers and suppress His transformative power within us. It is to resist His prompting and hinder His sovereign work in our lives and in the world around us. Like a parched land yearning for rain, our souls languish when deprived of the life-giving presence of the Spirit. Let us, therefore, yield ourselves fully to His leading, surrendering our ambitions and desires at the altar of His divine will. For it is in this posture of humility and surrender that we create space for the Spirit to move freely, orchestrating His divine purposes through our yielded vessels. The example of the prophet Samuel, who, in his youth, responded obediently to the voice of the Lord, saying, "Speak, for your servant is listening," 1 Samuel 3 verse 10. It was through Samuel's willingness to heed the Spirit's voice that the nation of Israel received divine guidance and direction. Likewise, we have the testimony of the early church, where believers eagerly embraced the Spirit's leading, resulting in miraculous signs and wonders that testified to the reality of God's kingdom, Acts 2 verses 1 to 4. Therefore, let us guard against quenching the Spirit through acts of rebellion and unbelief. Instead, let us cultivate a heart of receptivity and obedience, allowing the Spirit to work unhindered in and through us for the fulfillment of God's purposes and the advancement of His kingdom on earth. As we draw our reflections to a close on the matters that deeply grieve the heart of the Holy Spirit, let us anchor ourselves in the unshakable truth of His boundless love and inexhaustible grace. May each passing day find us renewed in our resolve to walk in obedience and surrender, recognizing that in doing so, we bring honor to the One who resides within us. Let us make a fresh commitment to live lives that resonate with joy in the heart of the Holy Spirit, for in Him, we discover our most authentic identity and purpose. As we embark on this journey of faith, may our hearts be attuned to His gentle guidance, our steps aligned with His divine will. In the sacred name of our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.